know, we need to have, you know, last year, well, before.
I got sort of a way.
I did not.
The beach. You look like you've been to the beach.
July 1 of last year.
July 1 of last year, okay. And that, and so
Is this the same amount that we're currently paying?
It's $1,000 higher, and the reason it's $1,000 higher, the proposed new contract, Angel's Touch will furnish all paper products.
So roughly, is that a wash, or do we have...
It's a couple hundred, it's a wash.
Okay.
Is everyone happy with their services?
We've had a mixed bag. I mean, it really has. I've got to manage them. I'll be very honest with you. It's 1 week. They do what you tell them, and the next week they cut it back off. And I think it's the nature of doing business, to be honest with you.
They have a high turnover, too?
No, it's the same two people.
And it includes all offices, right?
It includes all offices, and it's a different schedule. As an example, town hall, planning and zoning, and visitor center, they're done daily. Police station, school field, the power plant, and public works, and wastewater, the water treatment plant, they do them weekly.
I make a motion to approve the new proposal.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve a new one-year contract with an Angel's Touch Cleaning Services for a total of $37,350 for 1 year. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. That's 4-0. Next is also the renewal of the contract that we've had for at least the last few years with Cars Technology, a service, and take care of all of our computer-related needs for all of our offices. Is there any information or...
Mary, do you want to add anything?
The terms of the contract are essentially the same as in prior year, same level of service, same cost.
What is your opinion as far as satisfaction from everyone as far as the response you're getting and the level of service?
I think that everyone is satisfied. Occasionally we've run into glitches, communication-type glitches, but for the most part, I think everyone's satisfied with the level of service that we're receiving and the quality of the work that's done.
Relatively quick response when you email them in for customer support?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Then I'll make a motion that we approve this one as well.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Boyes to approve a new one-year contract with Cards Technology. The amount for this contract, let's see.
Circle.
Let's see.
Do you have the amount, Andy?
Sure, I do.
A monthly service fee of $500, right?
Mm-hmm. It is in here. Okay. I did check that.
We'll make sure we have it on the record. Because I know that it's a smaller plane. I actually had to break down this year by a magnifying glass.
Oh, they have it listed as a per month amount, $2,280.
Okay, that's the total for each month?
Yes.
So on a per annum, that's 12 pounds out.
24,000.
Yes, give or take.
Okay. All right. All righty, we have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to approve Cards Technology agreement to renew it for another 12 months. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion passes. Next is a renewal of contract. Again, all these contracts, I assume, will be in the review fiscal year, July 1st.
Yes.
Excuse me. This is with D3 Corporation, who hosts and maintains our website.
Yes.
We have two websites.
Yes, I assume they maintain the Main Street site. I'm not actually sure.
No, I do.
Okay.
So you maintain
they don't host at all? Okay.
Okay.
That's $125 a month, right?
Yes, $125 a month. Again, there's no change to the service or cost on this annual contract.
It's an excellent price.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the renewal of the contract with D3?
I'll make the motion on that one also.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Goyas to renew the annual contract for hosting and maintaining the town's website at $125 a month. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Very good. Finally, the fourth contract for your consideration is the renewal of a contract that we've had for the last several years with the Worcester Youth and Family for youth services. And Mary, I guess the breakdown.
Yeah, there are actually three components to this contract. $24,000 is the annual cost for the youth program. $8,000 is for expenses associated with the youth program billed on a quarterly basis. That's $8,000 total for the year. And $2,500 per year for an intern.
So essentially, there's no changes.
Yes, again.
It's all like 2 or 3 years.
But there's been a lot of changes with the services that they've provided. They do a lot with this money. I mean, it's amazing, you know, how much the camp has grown, how many children they're servicing now. And I know a lot of parents, I've been checking into daycare, et cetera, camps this summer, and it's very, very expensive. They do a wonderful job and great asset to the community. And if no one else has any questions, can I make that motion?
Absolutely.
To fund Worcester Youth and Family, the three components, the $24,000, the $8,000, and the $2,500.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the renewal of the Berlin Youth Program Agreement with the Worcester Youth and Family Counseling Service, which ends up for a total annual total of $34,500. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes. And again, we appreciate the fact that you come usually a couple times a year with some of the youth and keep us up to date on what you're doing, and we do appreciate that. And it makes it much easier when we sit down and look at the contract because we're buying. Yeah, I think it's usually what, each fall and then again in the spring.
Correct, yeah.
Spring.
Fall and then spring again.
Great. Thank you very much.
Is the community still being generous with, you know, providing field trips and so forth?
Yes. I know part of the programming includes field trips. And we are at capacity, by the way. Our vans, our transportation determines capacity. So we're developing a waiting list now.
Wow. That's great.
215 passenger vans.
That's great. So they need a new van.
Well, if we get a new van, we need another employee.
We need a volunteer.
There you go.
No, that's great. Great comms ahead.
Need a bus.
Thank you. A great comms. And in fact, it is kind of a... It's very, we're very grateful that you're developing a waiting list because, like everything else that's been worthwhile, time and consideration and people volunteering, people coming forward and town doing our share, we found a way. So I'm sure we will.
You should note, Mayor, that they're going to be participating in the Maryland Municipal League this year, the dinner. They're going to be doing the child care. And that's going to be, I've had a lot of people ask me about your program, so that's kind of going to put the spotlight on them for that night with all the elected officials from the municipalities. That'll be a good thing for you, too, because they're interested in how you're doing your program.
And I agree too, hopefully some other towns, because we're certainly not the only town that has these needs,
right.
But I think we're one of the few that has this particular approach. And in variations of the theme, maybe that will encourage other towns to model something along the similar lines for these youth. Because
get ready for that MML. I took my grandson there 1 year, and there's a bunch of kids.
Don't scare them.
We've talked about that.
They have plenty of pizza.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you again very much. Thank our other vendors as well. Next is special events. For consideration is the Music on Main, and discuss it with the Ivy Wells, our Economic and Community Development Director.
Hey,
evening, Mayor, Council. First, I'd like to say thank you to Steve Freedy and his band to perform every Friday night for the last couple of years on the corner of Commerce and Main. And last Friday night, he had quite a large crowd, and he had a lot of musicians out there. And due to that, I am requesting that we close Commerce Street from Main Street just to the entrance of the parking lot, because a crowd does gather there, and it's become a safety issue. And it would be from 6 to 9 p.m. every Friday night, and this way we wouldn't have to worry about cars turning down Main Street to travel on Commerce on Friday nights.
And this would start after the drive-thrus closed at the bank?
Correct. Right? After the bank closes. And Steve and Debbie are also generous enough to offer, they will supply cones, and they will close the street for us.
And the electricity for your equipment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we will buy a barricade, whatever the town requires as far as a barricade. We don't mind buying a barricade if cones aren't adequate. And we will put it up and take it down.
Can't ask for more than that. I suppose the best thing would be to consult with, I guess, the chief. Chief would be able to give them advice about what would be the most appropriate kind of barricade to these, and they be set up and taken down as the Freedies are offering to purchase and to set it up and take it down.
The lightweight, same as what the town actually uses currently, would be the preference. We wouldn't want to go ahead and change up and do something different than what people are used to. So that would be my suggestion.
All I'm saying is that if you all would just get your heads together that way, you
don't buy it, we'll pay you for whatever.
Okay. And again, I would defer over, and I think Dan will be able to help you with that.
I'll be in touch, and we'll get it together.
Okay, thank you. Very good. And welcome.
Can I make a motion then? Yes. Go ahead and approve this. It sounds like a great idea, because it is a good time. I make a motion for a street closure from Friday 6 to 10 p.m. through August the 26th on Commerce Street.
All in favor of approving the motion by Councilmember Hall to have a Friday night closures a portion of Commerce Street from 6 to 9. All the neighbors say aye.
Well, she is.
And he corrected it for me. I said 6 to 10, but it's 6 to 9.
That's the date, 6 to 10.
6 to 10.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Very good. And next year, part of the planning, just bring it up so that it starts whenever it's appropriate, whenever it works for you all. And that way, thank you very much for, first of all, a lot of other things that you're doing for the town, but just coming up with this idea and being so persistent and consistent. And I think that a lot of things that work are because people start to have expectations. And if it was just here and there, then people might say, well, I don't know. But I think that's, in many respects, many of the things that you're doing, business-related and civic-related, are because you're so daggone persistent. And I think that's an example that I hope other businesses will see is a winner. And that's how we thank you. All right. Next is Second Friday Art Strolls on Jefferson Street, and I think Heather Layton is going to be the official spokesman.
Heather and Robin.
And of course, Robin's your sidekick.
Sidekick, right. Good evening. Good evening. We were seeking permission to close Jefferson Street, kind of the same area that we closed for movies on Main Street, across the sidewalk, or across the walkway. From the yarn shop to the Atlantic Hotel to the beginning of the Atlantic Hotel parking lot.
Okay.
We have already spoken to business owners and Busher County Arts Council just to see, throwing the idea, see if they would even be open to it, and they all were very excited about the idea. And we would like to just put our artists in that one location for the art stroll, close the street from 4 to 9, artists set up between 4 and 5. I just really think it would help make the art stroll stronger. Salisbury has a dynamite art stroll now, not so much 6-7 years ago, but now, I mean, it is flourishing. I hear over and over, you know, we do scatter artists along the sidewalks, but they're limited to one small table. They have to be up against a building. I just really think it would really help with the art stroll if they're in one location.
We're stepping it up.
Stepping it up.
Yeah. And I think, you know, again, the council will make the decision, but I think it's a good change at a good time. You know, everything evolves.
Right.
There's very few things that never change, except aging. And but I think having a central like a nucleus,
right,
then may allow different times of the year for you to spin off all kinds of possibilities.
Exactly. Right now, we would love to see it happen May through September, just because the weather is nice, daylight longer, and of course it's weather dependent.
Sure.
And I don't know. I definitely think it's a step up.
I think it's a great idea. A great time to start it. Would you be able to start? Because the students that would be with July.
For July, start July.
So in July, August, and September for this year.
Exactly.
And that way we'll be able to work out some bugs. And,
right.
And then try in some whatever frills make sense for different times.
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions for these ladies?
Now, this approval that you're seeking, it's for this year, and next year when you come with the list of events, this will be part of that list.
Okay.
The second Friday, Archibald.
Will it?
Could it be? We'll always have them, and they're just going to locate all the artists in one area.
I understand it. But when we approve the list next year, will this be included in that list?
It can be.
So,
if there are no problems and it's acceptable to everyone, we would like to see that street closure every art stroll from May through September every year for second Friday art stroll only.
Okay. So when we get the list of events to approve next year, this will be part of that list.
Do you want me to include that in my list that I give you?
That's what
I think that's what he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
So all thing is, you ladies communicate, okay. Make sure that you keep each other in mind, because what we're trying to do, and it's not to be hard on anybody, it's letting public know, it's letting our
right.
police,
sure, of
course. The fire company, and the EMS.
Right.
But also, we're very happy that we have to reach so far out with all kinds of social media. And so that's why we try to get all that approved in our first, at the latest, our second meeting in January, so that the motion can begin.
Perfect.
People know what to expect. Plus, quite frankly, some of our neighboring communities appreciate it. So in some cases, it doesn't matter. They can have an event that can happen at the same time, same day. It's wonderful. Other times, they purposely don't want to compete in that same time frame. So by taking that step, everybody seems to win. So just keep it in mind, and I think this is a great idea. Have we got a motion?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner. We have a motion to approve the closure from 4 to 9 p.m. on second Friday art strolls for the remainder of this year, which was from July, August, and September, with the understanding that it would be re-proposed again for next year for art strolls from May through September. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Let us know whatever we can do to try to help.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're carrying the ball, but we don't mind carrying the water. Okay. Thank you. Next is public hearings. We actually have three tonight. Nice to get them all one time. First is for the stormwater code, and Laura, if you will, in order 2016-03, if you would explain what this is all about. And it's a minor change.
Actually. Yeah, it is very much a minor change, but it's an important change because it clarifies that the town is the one that controls the inspections that are made and documented for each environmental site design, planning technique, or practice at the stages of construction specified in the design manual. There was some language in the current code that made it a little ambiguous. There we go, ambiguous.
Ambiguous. third balance.
There we go. And so it's been recommended that we make this slight change to make it extremely clear. And so that's our recommendation to the council. this was properly introduced and has been noticed and is ready for your public hearing.
All right. I'd like to call to order the public hearing of Ordinance 2016-03, which clarifies the language explaining who is authorized to do the inspections for the town of Berlin for stormwater management plans. The net effect is that it simply says environmental site design planning and technique and practice at the stages of construction specified in the design manual by the town. And
period.
So I don't think you can get much simpler than that. Do we have anyone here from the state or anyone here from the county who wishes to address the council regarding this public hearing? Do we have anyone who's in attendance tonight who would like to address the council? Seeing no response, now close the public hearing. Do we have any motion to approve Ordinance 2016-03?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the very small change in language in Ordinance 2016-03. Stormwater code clarification. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. Next, we now have we'll have a public hearing on the adoption of the fiscal 2017 budget. And just as a brief summary, and then we're going to open up the public hearing. It's a process that seems to go on for months, and it does go on for months. But just as a refresher, first I want to thank all the department heads for their work in preparing the town budget proposals and the town council for the detailed review of the proposed budget over the multiple work sessions we've held since mid-April. The proposed budget holds the current property tax rate at 68 cents for $100 evaluation. There are no increases in any fees for town water, wastewater, or stormwater utilities. The overall town budget for all departments for fiscal 2017 totals $19.4 million. This represents an increase of 13% compared to the current fiscal 2016 budget. The breakdown for the proposed town budget budgets is as follows. General fund. The total of the general fund is $8.9 million, or a 10% decrease of $952,000 compared to the current budget. The single largest capital expense in the FY17 budget is the new Berlin Police Headquarters facility, representing a capital outlay of $2.2 million and will be financed by town reserves. The reserve funds will be replenished over the next 10 to 12 years by the annual proceeds to Berlin from the Worcester County Impact Slots Revenue Grant. The payback period is based on the level of the annual slots grant the town has averaged per year since its inception in 2010. Initially, just as a review, just a reminder, when we first received the slot grants, we banked the money so that we could enter into a purchase agreement to purchase the land where the police department, new police headquarters, is now going to be built. So slots, revenue money paid for that land, paid it off, I think, 3 or 4 years early because the revenue was greater than we expected. Now what we're doing is we're paying for the construction, the engineering, construction, and all the facilities that are needed for the new police station, which hopefully should break ground in the fall and be ready by next summer 2017. And what we'll be doing is paying ourselves back. In other words, every time we get an allocation from slots revenues, that money will go right back to reserves. Therefore, it's sort of a self-funding. It's the cheapest possible way to do it, but it also puts the slot revenues to the most favorable use when the legislature created this revenue stream for local communities. Public safety was the number one usage that they preferred, and I don't think you could get much more public safety building, the police headquarters that's been needed for decades. So just want to point out how all that works. Among the utility funds, the electric fund totals $5.5 million, which is a 1% reduction, totaling $42,835. The reduction in cost for purchase power is reflected in decreases in residential and commercial electric sales during the new budget year. The water fund totals $1 million, which is a 5% reduction of $53,850. This reduction is anticipated from lower dollars from special connection revenues during FY17 as compared to the current year. The wastewater fund totals $2.5 million, which is a 5% reduction of $128,110. This reduction is also the result of the lower anticipated dollars from special connection fees from new construction. The stormwater fund totals $2.2 million, representing a 1% increase of $30,000. This increase is expected from stormwater fees from new development already in the pipeline. Town employees will receive a 3% salary increase and will incur no increase in health insurance costs for a fifth consecutive year. New this year is the first recommended increase in over 25 years for the salaries of the mayor and council. This is the first increase in salaries for the borough mayor and council in at least 25 years, maybe longer, just in time records of going back. The FY17 budget increases the annual salary for the mayor from $5,000 per year to $15,000 per year, and council salaries from $2,000 per year to $7,500 per year. Neither the mayor or any council member receives any salary increase until such time as the respective offices have been up for election in the regular sequence of mayor, council district, or at-large municipal elections. The new salary levels are recommended after comparing Burlington salaries to other municipalities of the Eastern Shore of Maryland based on comparative population and size of municipal budgets. As has been the course of the past several years, I believe the overall goal of the fiscal 17 proposed town budget enables the town of Berlin to maintain a financially stable and steady level of continued incremental improvements in municipal services while allowing the town to continue to invest in infrastructure and property, provide permanent benefits to the community for several decades in the future. Now, let's begin tonight's public hearing on the town budget. Now, formally open the public hearing on the town's fiscal 2017 budget. Do we have anyone here from the state or anyone here from the county who wishes to address the mayor and council on the budget? Do we have anyone in attendance tonight here at the council chambers who would like to address the mayor and council concerning any aspect of the proposed town budget? Seeing no activity or interest in addressing the council on the budget, I now declare the public hearing closed. And do we have any interest among the council to formally introduce and vote on the budget?
Make a motion that we pass the budget as stated tonight.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the FY17 budget as formally introduced. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. The motion passes 4-0. The third public hearing is Annexation Resolution 2016, annexing the remaining portion of Berlin Falls Park. And Laura, if you could briefly explain how this came about and why we're doing this and the county's approval.
Sure, the back portion of Berlin Falls Park where the ponds are is essentially in Worcester County, not actually in the town limits. We asked the county if they'd be willing to let us annex, and they said yes. So we have properly introduced this resolution about a month or so ago. We've noticed it, and so tonight it's subject to the public hearing. Essentially, we petitioned Worcester County Commissioners to annex certain property parcels known as Worcester County Tax Map number 25, parcel 52, parcel 57, and parcel 410. Upon annexation, the properties are to be zoned R1 residential district. And the town will serve the properties with municipal water, sewer, trash collection, police protection, and all other related services afforded to properties within the corporate limits of the town.
I just have one thing before we, Mr. Chair, open the hearing. That is, even though it's zoned residential, the park, various uses of the park, and all its different potential uses and is allowed and is appropriate in our residential district. There are no plans whatsoever for the town to do any residential development on this property. I just want to explain that, that according to our code, parks are in R1 zones. I'd like to formally open the public hearing on the annexation resolution 2016-07, annexing the ponds, basically, into the town of Berlin as part of Berlin Falls Park. Does anyone from the state or from the county wish to address the mayor and council on this public hearing regarding the annexation? Does anyone who's in attendance tonight wish to address the mayor and council regarding proposed annexation? Seeing that no signal of interest, I now formally close the public hearing and ask does anyone on the council wish to make a motion to formally annex those small parcels of land into.
I'd like to make a motion to annexation resolution number 2016-07. To annex into the town of Berlin as a R1 residential district, Worcester County tax map numbers 25, parcel 52, parcel 57, and parcel 410.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Hall to annex the properties that we've just been talking about to town limits to become part of the, what we now formally call Berlin Falls Park. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Motion passes 4-0. Next, we have item number 5A, would this require updated two different motions since there are two different agenda items?
It should, yes.
Okay, thank you. These are two separate motions.
It's one motion.
So one motion?
We've written it as one motion.
Oh, written. One motion. Okay, that's what that is. So we take it's one vote?
It's all in one piece of paper.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Okay, I love it. The purpose is to allow the town of Berlin to hire Crosby and Associates to represent the town in the building of the new police headquarters and provide resident inspector services in the amount of $63,900 and construction phase services in the amount of $39,358. So the total amount, both portions of the motion, total amount is $103,258. This will allow for I think it's something like 24 minimum particular inspection.
22.
And that is a minimum throughout the construction of the facility. It also will help facilitate police chief plans, and he's done a lot of work on this to allow us to be able to buy significant amount of the materials that are needed for the police station and for the town to be able to provide the materials, have them delivered to the contractor at savings of tens of thousands of dollars. A rough estimate is at least $50,000, possibly more. And it also allows for the architect to be on site to make those judgment calls that do come up in any construction project where the contractor says, see what the plan says, I think we can do it better this way, and they have the authority to fit in for him to expect him to either say no or to make a change in the plan and have it properly duly recorded should facilitate the entire process, plus one additional benefit, as I understand the arrangement. It gives the chief and the town administrator and anyone else in any of our other departments direct and quick access to what's happening throughout the project. So, with all that said, we have a motion to pass these two residential inspector and construction services for the new police headquarters.
Yes.
Okay.
It is with great enthusiasm and anticipation that that I'm actually proud to be able to make this motion to approve the resident inspector services and the construction phase services for our overdue but well-deserved new police station. It is, the time is right. The time is right for us, the mayor and council, and the citizens of the town of Berlin to provide our number one police department with the number one facility. So I move to approve this request.
We have a motion to approve the request for a contract of totaling $103,250 by Councilmember Burrell. He makes this with apparent and obvious enthusiasm. We have to all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Can I get an amen to that?
Amen.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you. Next is 2016-06, amending Chapter 22, Article 3, parts. And Mary, would you briefly, or whatever other way you need to, explain why this section is being changed?
Actually, there are two ordinances here, 05 and 06, and they are, excuse me, connected. Excuse me.
Sure.
Maybe not. I don't know. Ordinance 05 is essentially written to clarify language that was existing in the code. It really does not change the function of the code, but makes the language far more clear. Thank you. It does insert a definition for the word leash and goes on further basically to clarify that a dog has to be either on the premises of the owner and under control or on a leash. There are no exceptions to that, no gray areas, one or the other.
So briefly, bottom line is if your dog is on your own property, it may be on a leash or it may not, but it needs to be able to be done with control or
right.
Represented.
Right.
But once the dog leaves the premises, then under all circumstances, it needs to be on a leash.
Correct.
That's the long and short of it.
Yes, that's the long and short of it. The second ordinance, number 06, simply takes the section of the park code that references dog being on a leash and refers it back to the chapter of the code that specifically deals with dogs.
So basically, we're basically having one standard, regardless if it's parks or any other property within the municipal limits.
Correct. Yes.
Great.
And this is just the first reading. The public hearing for these ordinances is scheduled for June 27th.
Which is our next meeting in 2 weeks.
Correct.
Thank you.
And you might recall this was a follow-up to a member of the public coming to the council, I think, several meetings ago, expressing concern about that.
About roughly a month or 6 weeks ago, yes. Yes, thank you. Yeah, we certainly, part of the experiment here, we don't want to be ambiguous. Fortunately, we're seeing more people in town at all times. There's more people at events, and there's many more people bringing their pets, and particularly their pet dogs, And we're not having, this is not because of any particular incident or any particular problem, but it's basically clarifying, updating part of the code that just makes it more uniform, clear to understand, and it's kind of bringing the, what people are actually doing, bringing the code into practice for what people now expect compared to 40 or 50 years ago. Okay, thank you. So we'll report that public hearing next time around.
I was just going to ask a question that one of the council members' dog is running up and down the street all the time. Of all 5 pounds of the animal, will they be allowed to vote on this ordinance? That's my question.
Okay, that's out.
I keep waiting for those Chihuahua rescue people to come get them.
The dog is fearless.
Then can we have our departmental reports first? Finance Director Natalie Clay.
Good evening, everybody. Aside with the normal routine, what's going on in finance in the billing department? Billing department is in process of finishing up the May usage billing for June and printing the bill, sending them out, and doing the finalized bill, etc. They're moving into the process of reviewing the data that been converted from our previous billing software into the Tyler billing software. And what Tyler called this process is scrubbing. Basically, we take account by account, and I'm not talking about every single account, we take it in a group of 20 or 15, and the ladies downstairs, Melissa, Michelle, and Geneva, going through, looking in the new software, making sure that all the names, addresses, and all necessary information for the property, meter numbers, and the previous readings, and the rates, and all the surcharges are entered and converted correctly. This process started last week. It's a lengthy, tedious process, and aside, they have to answer the phone calls and, of course, accommodate all the customers with their needs. It's going to continue on through that week, this week. And next week, we will have a representative on site who is going to be basically hands-on in the computer with them, showing things for billing and teach them how to set up accounts and etc. So it's a very, very busy time for the billing department. Finance department is in process of transitioning. We have gone live and we have printed, I think this would be the third check run for the accounts payable. We have started entering some information and learning how to do things manually as well. We're not utilizing it fully to the extent because we need to test things, how they work on the background. So Tyler Technology set up a test environment or a playground. And I encouraged everybody last week to go in, sign in, and start playing there so you don't affect the actual live data. So that was kind of advised for every department, start creating requisitions, purchase orders. When we are gone through the transitional period and see that everything what should be there is there and working properly, then we will be going in and using the actual live sphere of the Tyler, and hopefully I'm visualizing by the end of this calendar year we should be kind of comfortable enough to go and kind of swim there without, you know, scared of shark.
Okay, so basically you know, about 6 months from where you are, and this is after been, I mean, you've come so far,
right,
with some unexpected hurdles, but you'll starting up this week, I know you're just keeping your head above water, but do I understand correctly that you feel like you're making progress and it's heading in the right direction?
We're moving on a schedule. We're making a progress. We've hit a couple of road bumps, but we're working as we go. I feel that we have a very good transitioning team. They answer the phone calls in a timely manner, and they've been so far very helpful. And from what I see so far, the customer service is just outstanding, and that's what is the main part. I mean, we can have a problem, but if it could be resolved, that doesn't scare me that we will be stuck for a day and not being able to move.
customer service is where the best, most significant improvements that you,
yes,
that you're experiencing and anticipating.
It's
good.
Been very helpful.
So what are the impressions of the counter staff that have been reviewing the data and this conversion? Did it go well? Is it going well? Or are they finding a lot of areas of concern or what?
It is not a lot. They're finding some information that haven't come across correctly. And I'll give you an example. It would be missing a zip code on a couple of accounts. It's not significant. So we've been advised to keep track of every single change to the point if we don't like abbreviation or a comma in a sentence, to report it all and there to fix it. And this is the initial scrubbing. We will have a second pool of the data from the previous software to the new one. But what they're trying to do is make a clean layout, so the second layer on the left on a very clean table, and everything will go smoother further down. So by the end of July, we should be able to run the billing parallel with the old software and make sure how it works. But at the same time, not interrupting the billing and printing the bills from the old software.
Thank you. Next is Administrative Services Director Mary Bowman.
I have several things this evening. The community newsletter came out today. We had some copier issues this morning, so it came out a little later than I anticipated, but it did get out on the web page by the end of the day. This Saturday, June 18th, is our first in our summer movie series. We'll be seeing Tech Everlasting downtown on Jefferson Street. There are a couple of pieces in your, or there's one piece in your packets regarding the election dates. Those I had anticipated getting on the webpage today, but didn't quite get there. But I will get them on as quickly as possible. That basically outlines the whole process from the first board meeting in July through the swearing-in in October. Those dates will be out there on the web page shortly. Then the legal advertising will begin probably, in the beginning to the mid of August is when the legal advertising has to start rolling so that we hit the deadlines. Obviously, if there are any questions about any of that, folks can feel free to contact me. The Hudson Branch and Flower Street offline wetlands project is out for bid at the moment. The pre-bid meeting is June 23rd, which is next week, and the bid opening is scheduled for July 6th. So hopefully, before very long, we'll see movement on that piece of the overall Hudson Branch stormwater mitigation project. This Wednesday, I will, and I think some other members of staff will be attending an all-day workshop in Ocean Pines on social media for disaster response and recovery. That's going to prove to be very interesting. I think that we'll find that it ties in nicely with the Code Red system that we already have in place. We do pretty good at making use of Facebook and Twitter, but this hopefully will hone our skills there. And
kind of take it to a different level.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I have.
Oh, question.
Yes.
The Hudson Branch initiative, is the ditch realignment, the ditch that runs parallel to Shell Street, is this part of this endeavor?
Yes.
It's not part of this particular project that's out for bid at the moment, but it's part of the bigger project.
When the replacement of the culvert on Flower Street is done, that's when the ditch realignment will occur.
Is that planned for, I'll say, the fall? Is that a rough time period for that?
That's planned for when the school, out between the school being out and between the school starting up again. So it's this summer. We didn't want to shut down Flower Street for 2 weeks with all the school buses coming by. So it's going to be right after school's out and before school starts. So it should only be about 2 to 3 weeks.
Can you give me some idea of you gave me a range. Can you give me some idea of the plan when it's going to start? I have folks asking me these questions, and I keep saying very soon, very soon, very soon, and I think they're sick with
it. It was a little more detailed.
I think they wanted something a little more detailed.
Yeah, well, the bid opening is July 6th, so it would be right after that.
Right after that.
Right. As soon as the contract, the bid opening is 6th, goes to the mayor and council for their approval, and then we have to give the notice to proceed to the contractor. They have usually 2 weeks to get here.
So would it be safe to say it's about the 1st of August? Is that
or
be,
yeah.
Or before.
Yes.
Yeah. Or before.
Okay.
Yes.
For the offline wetland. And then we'll bid the culvert project separately.
I'm talking about the ditch.
Okay, you're the culvert.
That's the culvert.
And that's the one point. Well, it's not out for bid yet, but that's a very, it's not as detailed of a project. So as soon as we can probably go out for bid with that within the next week or two. And so it still would be the same timeline.
Same timeline. So I can say to folks,
yes,
that this project, this ditch real line, will start between the end of July and the first or second week in August.
Yes.
And it will be completed before school starts.
Yes, and I said those same words today to several people who called.
I know, and I'll be
I got a question. Partly what Dean's talking about, the realignment of the ditch, the property that you probably are going to have to realign the ditch when it makes that turn, mm-hmm. You might want to look into that before we get right into the development and do some title search, find out who actually owns that land.
I believe that's already part of the construction documents. I think that's already been done.
Okay.
Now, I do want to be very clear that it is going to be a realignment, but it's not going to completely, it's going to smooth those edges, but it's not going to completely take that curve out of there. But it will definitely make that transition much less.
Currently, it's almost all white.
Like that's right. It's going to soften. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's
soft. Is it going to cause any thing to do with that property there where it makes the bend? Are you going to need an easement or anything like that? I think
it's all part of, I don't have the documents in front of me. I will certainly
I will check into that. Because that property there, I'm not sure if it's tied up right now. You know, I don't know who owns it.
Right, well, we do have a certain right away through there, and I believe it's 20 feet. So the ditch currently is not 20 feet. So even if when we soften that, we'll still be within our easement. I do not recollect any consideration for additional easements. I'm usually the easement person, so I haven't been asked to get any easements. So, but I will certainly check into that and have a response to you by tomorrow.
Yeah, because I wouldn't want that to hold up the project.
Jay, when you say you're going to soften the turn in the ditch, you're going to take those right angles out?
Yes. Well, they won't be 90 degrees. They might be.
It will be more like a
60,
a curve,
yes,
instead of a right
60
angle.
Degrees or 45 degrees or something like that.
More like an S, less like
an
L.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. More like an S, yes. Less like an L.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you.
That's the official engineering term.
Give me an S.
All right. Next, electric, something directly
Mr. Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm very happy to say that all the engines at the power plant passed that emissions testing. We have to do that every 3 years or every 1,000 hours, which will never hit the 8,000 hours since so every 3 years. The only thing left to do is on the final reports of emission testing, the NDE inspector, they want us to tweak it a little bit, change some of the wording, I guess, to satisfy the RICE regulation. So I'm working with the company for the emissions testing on that. Also, at number 3, Henry's Mill, we installed a new underground electrical service for the house there. We also installed the telephone, Verizon and Comcast line at the same time. We actually did that for them. It's a joint trench deal, so we dig the trench. We actually put that in there for them, so the homeowner has all 3 utilities at one time. They pay us to do that for them. But, and then also, all the street lights in Cannery Village have been installed. They're all there. And also at Berlin Falls Park, we relocated the electric meter stand and also removed the control box, I guess, for a fence that's going to be removed from Berlin Falls. And also, you know about the scheduled power outage that we had for the regulator replacement. That lasted a total of 1 month.
Wow.
Very good.
I get that's my class up. That's all we did. That's all my
class up. I don't even think they received a phone call. I'm not sure. No. I don't think they even received a phone call.
From me.
From you. Okay. And then also at the visitor center, I'm going to start a LED light replacement project. Visitor center lights and sound. Interior lights. We're going to take them from fluorescent bulbs and change to LEDs. So it should look a lot better from there. And then also we have meter readers. And then starting tomorrow, we're going to start installing the utility pole that will serve the Dollar General new site.
New site.
Yeah.
Is everything else going under the ground there, just the pole?
The Dollar General? Yes, well, the underground. We just had to set an extra pole in line, just put the riser on it, because the one pole that's there right now just has too much on it. So that'll become the new pole.
Great. Thank you. Next is Police Chief Arnold Brown.
Bid opening on the 17th for the police department and the end of the school this week. Those are the big things that we're looking forward to, and we're wishing all the students a safe summer vacation. That's all I have to report.
That's great. Thank you. Next is Planning Director Dave Inghart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. If you recall, when we met last in May, we had a motion before you to ask for your contribution toward the Lightways grant. Pleased to say that we got that grant application off in time. And we've got confirmation on it. I want to thank Mary Bowen and Ivy Wells for all their help. My first go-around for the town, and I'm trying to jam a grant application in time, and that was a short window, and they both helped me. And Kate Patton from the Lower Eastern Shoreland Trust had a lot of good tips.
Now you can add that to your resume, right?
I enjoyed it. I really did. I enjoyed it. It's better than chasing grass that's too high. Just a couple of the projects around town, the Arby's and the Rural Farms seem to be coming along pretty well. They called in for their inspections and passed them all. Got a signed application in from Rural Farms today. We've started doing a development review committee. Laura's idea at the end of our department heads. And the last one we had was a pre-construction meeting for the Twisters project. So they're very close. I would say, every time I say it, something backs it up. But I would say within 2 weeks they might be started there on site. There was some insurance issues on their side to clear up. But the contractor's ready to go. So we should be seeing some progress there. That's about it.
That's great. Great. Very good. Thank you. Next is Yeah, go ahead. Any questions?
Tell me about this meeting you all decided to start at.
Oh, the technical review. So we have a number of development projects going on all at the same time, and so what I've asked Dave to do is have a regular weekly coordination meeting so we can go over the projects and just make sure that we're all on the same page and then talk about any issues that we've got. But right now we've been handling it in sort of a decentralized fashion, and I think just a little more coordination on a weekly basis would be helpful.
We often talked about it in our department head meetings. But not everybody needed to sit through that. Or if the applicants were coming in, I had department heads to sit with them. So we wanted to, Laurel suggested we do it, and it's working out all right, and we talk about them and as they're going on, not just, that was more of a formal one. We had our town engineers in that meeting. I don't necessarily think we need them each meeting. If we're just talking about, like Tim said, well, there was a problem with one of the lights, or Jane or Jamie or Marvin came and said they have a problem. But, you know, we do meet regularly, and at the end of our department head meetings, everybody's there.
Mm-hmm.
Then they
just
first,
an extension. Sounds like a good way to keep things from slipping through the cracks now that we're so fortunate that we have to get used to multiple projects going on at one time.
Yeah.
Which is a complete different universe than 8 years ago.
Keeps everybody updated, everybody in the loop.
Yeah. It's very good.
Thank you very much.
All right, next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. A real quick update on a couple things down at Berlin Falls Park. More of an aesthetic thing if you go down there. The asphalt, when you go in, there's some directional arrows, white arrows that point in and point out. I think that'll help with traffic. The electrician that Tim and I have worked with to start the install on top of the building, putting up some security lighting. That should be done. I don't know if you finished today or not.
It would probably take a couple of days.
Yeah, so that's going on. We onboarded today three seasonal employees. Tomorrow, I actually have the field rep from United Healthcare, our service account rep, if you will, coming out of Chicago, coming to Berlin tomorrow. That's been much anticipated on my part. And I also have Dick Furst from Legit coming down tomorrow. We're going to walk through a couple things that everyone is depending on. Things.
We probably have a hard time getting a guy from Chicago to go back home.
Probably.
You probably want to stay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Excellent. Thank you. Next is Economic and Community Development Director Ivy Wells.
Good evening again. I have not a very long list, but long enough to keep your minds thinking. There's a lot of new businesses going into town. When I first started here about a year and a half ago, Main Street was done, so I started working on the nooks and crannies of the town. So now no matter where you turn, there's something to do in downtown Berlin. The Brooklyn Baking Barons, there was a office space or retail space right behind the visitor center right next to Seaside Dance Academy that has been vacant since I got here, and I wanted to fill that spot. And so now the Brooklyn Baking Barons, they bake at Crack of Dawn Bakery, but they sell their product repackaged there. They've been selling out almost every weekend. It's a huge draw for the town. They've been on WTOP and People Magazine. And they're going to be on the show The Chew every month now.
Wow.
If that's happening, I'm not sure that's happening. Also, the Cupcakes and Bloom building has been sold. Not sure what's going in there yet. That's still up in the air, but that building has been sold. Cupcakes and Bloom will no longer be in that building after July 1st. The other businesses that opened up that I forgot to mention before was Patty Jean's that opened up in the Moore building where Heart of Gold Kids was. And then across the street, a new ownership, the Berlin Farm Supply, and they're more of a general store now. They have fresh produce and local meat and ice cream also. The new billboard is up. They do have to fix. There's a couple wrinkles in the corner, so we called them, and when they went to put the new billboard, when they went to wrap it, two of the corners had rusted away, so they were waiting on new parts, and then they'll fix it when the new parts come in. So I've heard a couple people say that that needed to get fixed, so they're working on that. Peach Pageant is this Saturday at 5 o'clock. We're also going to have a special appearance by Little Miss Marilyn. She'll be there, and she's also going to help. I think it's Little Miss Marilyn. It's Little Teen Marilyn, or she's not a teenager yet. But she'll be there also. And it's being hosted by Big Al Reno from Ocean 98. And the mayor, of course, will be there. And, of course, Councilmember Hall will also be there to help as well. The fireworks. Fireworks are set for Sunday, July 3rd. We had a pre-fireworks meeting last week. And basically what I'm currently working on is a map that I'll go ahead and send a press release out and also release online of prime locations that we've received permission for people to be able to park and watch the fireworks safely. There will be no parking or in Burley Falls Park as it stands. One of the locations is BIS, and then Pit Stop. Actually, John Derrickson is going to create somewhat of an event over at Pit Stop in his parking area. Burley Oak is having a big festival, and they're one of the sponsors for the fireworks. But once I have that...
Isn't that because the fire marshal won't let us, they have to have a perimeter for the fireworks, and that's not safe?
No, it's just logistically speaking, I have the map that the fire marshal approved, and it does allow for some space, but just to be on the super safe side, and so we won't have a traffic backup.
Right.
It was just, we decided that it's probably better, and you can see the fireworks actually better from those other
farther
locations.
Away, exactly.
And if you want to be that close, Burley Oak is right across the street.
You can ride your bike.
And also, this is going to be a good first test, where basically the folks, they've done it before there, but this will be a more elaborate.
We hope the fireworks start about 9:15. It should be 12 to 15 minutes.
9:15?
Yes. So it's dark enough. And
9:15.
And the other thing is it'll allow them to kind of get everybody get comfortable with how it works. And the idea is in the following year, then there may be some limited access. But we're just going to take it 1 year at a time.
Correct.
The main thing is just get the tradition started.
And we don't know how much traffic to expect.
Yeah.
And I've also ordered a banner, so look for that. There'll be a banner put up for it. And then I've shared with several staff members, we have a new design that I'm working on for the merchant map. Right now, it's basically streets with dots where the businesses are. And right now, it's a 3D version of the town, and you can actually see what the buildings look like.
It's very cool.
I'm currently working on that. Yeah, Laura asked me to bring it up tonight, and I'm glad she likes it.
Good.
And then also there's
something you think that will be ready for unveiling in late summer or fall?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. I don't mean to take up so much time, but I think I missed the last meeting, so I like to talk a lot. There's going to be another surprise, hopefully, on July 4th, but I'm not going to say what it is, but I think they'll be happy with it. I just want to throw that out there, so that's all. And then also I'm working with Garrett Neeb on the property behind Go Organic, the house that's on the Go's Tour. So I've been working with him, and we have some things that we're going to do with the property behind that house. Which is really interesting. They're applying for a facade grant, and they're going to do some wonderful things with that house, so it won't be an eyesore any longer.
Good.
And then last but definitely not least, as you know, I'm a board member on Community Development Network of Maryland. So Berlin will be used as the model for facade grants during Economic Development Week in October, and we do sponsor that, so that will get some state recognition as well.
Right.
And there'll be a tour to show all the money that our facade grants have done around downtown. That's it. I'm done.
That's good. Very good. Thank you. One thing, and now we have the town. Oh, excuse me.
You just skipped over, but really, everybody kind of threw in on my report. Gary talked about the stormwater. Jeff talked about the seasonal. And so The only other thing I wanted to tell you is that there was, I just got back from vacation, so I'm catching up, but there was a leak on Harrison Avenue last week, that a water leak that was repaired. It was not as bad as the one that was on the street and Franklin Avenue. So.
Question.
Yes.
Sidewalks on Grand Street.
Yeah. We got absolutely no bids the first time around, and then we got one bid the second time around, and it was 25% higher than we had estimated. There is still that money available, minus $1,000, but that's that we can find that in the capital budget. So it would be my recommendation to go ahead with that, but we're still in the review stage, so that's why it wasn't presented tonight for your review and your consideration, because the engineers are still making sure that everything is complete.
When will we get it?
Hopefully next council meeting, unless you want to do next
council meeting.
Yeah,
next council meeting. Let them do their review. Yeah. When it's ready for you, we'll make sure you have it.
Okay, but realize the public has been waiting a long time for the site.
It just amazes me you can't get any bids.
And then it's so much higher than anticipated because there's so many jobs out there.
They're hoping you won't pay them.
Right. If we're going to do it, we're going to make a lot of money off of you because, so.
We can't do it ourselves? We're not capable? No.
And this is, again, another one of those repercussions of this unbelievable spring. I do know that other aspects of life, that some people say they can't even come for personal work, for can't even come to August to talk about
it. Right.
So all I'm saying here is let us continue moving forward. And the most important thing is after this long wait, let's make sure we do it really good, do it really right, so it's around for a long time. I understand the frustration, but I this way, it's been famine. Now it's going to be peace, and all of us are going to pay the difference for a while.
You got it.
I will. Okay, thank you.
I don't have any purchase orders, then I don't have anything to report.
That's fine. That's a problem. I just have a problem. I don't usually have comments on the things that happen beyond borders of the town, but I just felt that it was particularly appropriate given the events in this past weekend. I'd like to simply say our nation has suffered another tragic, meaningless loss of life in the mass shooting last weekend in Orlando, Florida. For now, at least, there seems to be no immediate end in sight for the potential of more such tragedies. For our part, as citizens of Berlin, possibly the most fitting way we can honor these latest victims of hatred and prejudice is to carry on with our daily lives in a manner that reflects the best within our common humanity. As a classically American small town, we should make a renewed commitment to make a good faith effort to practice every day our nation's bedrock value of mutual respect among all people. Let us pledge to ourselves and to each other to carry on with solemn remembrance, but also with uncommon resolve, to live up to the promise of tolerance that our nation, especially in these troubling times, still holds out as an example to the rest of the world. And I appreciate your giving me the opportunity to say a few words. I just found it extraordinarily troubling, and I think it's more important than ever that we respect each other and stick together. And we're very fortunate that those are important values in our. Okay.
Mayor, thank you for that. That was well said.
Thank you.
Yes, and I was going to bring the only other thing I would add to it. It's horrible that we have to say this, but we all are our own first responders, and we all need to pay attention to our surroundings. And when you think in a town, Disney World, Orlando, that kind of thing went down, and no one, like people they interview, no one ever thinks they're going to be in that situation because it's not going to happen to me. And unfortunately, it's happening more and more.
We have to look out for each other.
We have to. You know, if you see somebody that looks a little off the wall there, you know, the worst thing that can happen is you call 911 and the police say there's nothing wrong with that person. But think of the people that call 911 and it is a big problem. You know, and people like to keep blinders on now and do this.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have one thing that I guess I should have brought it up when Dave was doing his report. The development of Stephen Decatur. I can't remember the name.
Ocean East, the apartment.
Ocean East. Okay. During your pre-construction meetings, whatever happens from here until it starts.
We haven't had them yet, but they will be coming shortly, I believe.
I'm getting a jump. Hit it up.
You're ahead of it.
All right. I know they did everything to keep traffic off of Flower Street. And I'm not worried about the development once it gets built. But in pre-construction, we do not want any trucks on Flower Street. Canterbury Village has Burnside. We average about 15 trucks a day hauling in and out. And the residents are kind of fed up. The construction company was nice enough to clean the streets 3 or 4 times, which was nice. They even went down the street and gave each resident a gift card to Walmart for putting up with the construction. Right. But they do not want that traffic going into the pre-construction of this development coming to Flower Street. They got 50, or wherever they're coming from, you know, with the heavy equipment. They can use that right. They don't need to be used on Flower Street. So make sure you put that in your plans or proposals when you're talking to them on pre-construction.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
I second what Elroy said. And, Mayor, thanks for those comments.
Do we have any comments from anyone in attendance tonight to address the Mayor and Council? Yes, sir. Come right on down.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Jerome Wharton, Jr. It touched on it. Councilman Burrell touched on it earlier and touched on both questions I was going to ask as far as the sidewalk on Branch Street. But as far as the first question, stormwater on Branch and Hudson, Jane and Murray, would that be an absolute? Because I remember in the meeting in November at the multi-purpose building, Darrell told the reporter there, could bear witness to it, told Miss Joyce Cotman, if I serve correctly, a date in June. Finishing date, but like I say, June is here and halfway through. But with August, you say would be absolute, or
well, we can't guarantee that.
It's our absolute hope and expectation. But we didn't expect 6 weeks of rain every day. I mean, there was just that MDE took forever to issue the permits. Some things are completely out of control, but we are, and that, for the sidewalks, for instance, and we can't even think that somebody would put in a bid.
But I was talking about stormwater.
Well, the stormwater, yeah. I mean...
The same situation.
We fully anticipate some bids. People say, we've reached out to people, and they said, oh, absolutely, we're going to bid. Same thing happened on Brand Street, and nobody bid. So, I understand your frustration.
I'm just saying what was reported by Darrell, what Darrell told Mrs. Cotman during that meeting in November at the multi-purpose building.
And at that time, that was his very best estimate of when it would occur. And then things come up in the interim that slow things down. It's unfortunate. It truly is. But we go forth with our best intentions, and unfortunately, sometimes they get waylaid.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who wishes to address the Mayor and Council about anything? How about any questions or comments from the press? No.
Move to adjourn.
Thank you very much for your attendance and for your patience.